Self-awareness doesn't stop you from making mistakes. It allows you to learn from them. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have some great tips and information that will help you with getting over mistakes. Enjoy.
Are you someone who spends hours every single day replaying the same bad memories over and over again in your head? If so, then you're in luck, because I'm going to show you exactly how to get over your past mistakes. Now, in order for us to get to the bottom of this problem, we have to first talk about why we think about the past in the first place. See, the human brain is a very, very powerful machine with one main purpose, which is to keep you alive. And it's incredibly good at that. We are the only species on this planet that can project far into the future and also think back to our past. And this ability has allowed us to outsmart the hundreds of other species on this planet that are far stronger than us physically. The main reason we think about the past is so that we can prevent bad things from happening again. Let's say, for example, late one night, you're walking down a dark alley by yourself and you're approached by a couple of guys. They pull a knife out and ask you to empty your pockets. Congratulations, you just got mugged. Afterwards, you're gonna find yourself playing that event over and over again in your head for days, weeks, and maybe even months, because even though you weren't physically hurt, that was still an extremely dangerous situation to be in. You could have been seriously injured or even killed. So your brain is going to keep thinking about this event until it figures out how you can prevent something like that from ever happening again. Now, this doesn't only apply to physically dangerous events, because the more common type of dwelling we do nowadays is on mentally dangerous events. Let's say, for example, you have a crush on a girl at work or in school. After a couple of months, you finally muster up the courage to tell her how you feel, but she turns you down in a rather harsh way. Even though this event didn't harm you at all physically, it does cause a lot of mental pain. Experiments have been conducted where they discovered that being rejected lights up the same pathways in your brain as physical pain. So it turns out that rejection does hurt, literally. And because of this, your brain is going to see this event as something you need to prevent from happening again in the future. And it's going to keep dwelling on it until it figures it out. And it does so in a simple 3-step process. The first step is by figuring out the why. Why did she reject you so harshly? Was it because you took too long to ask her out? Was it because you did so in a very awkward manner? Was it because you're not attractive enough? You need to figure out a why. Once that's sorted out, step number 2 is coming up with a solution. If she rejected you because you're awkward, then a solution might be to fix your social skills, especially when it comes to talking to girls. If she rejected you because you're not attractive, then a solution you might come up with is to hit the gym and fix your diet so that you can look better and be more attractive. You need to come up with a solution that could prevent this bad event from happening again. Which brings us to the third and final step, seeing that it's working. You need to actually make progress and see that your solution is getting you closer to preventing that bad event or mistake from happening again in the future. If your solution was to improve your social skills, then you will eventually get to a point where some girls start saying yes to you, and even though some will still turn you down, they do so in a more polite manner. Seeing this sort of progress will reassure your brain that you've solved the problem, that the bad event or past mistake will become less likely to happen again, and this will allow it to relax and think about other things. Now, if you're someone who keeps thinking about your past mistakes, then it's because you're stuck somewhere in this 3-step process. Some of us never figure out the why. Maybe we really don't know why something bad happened to us. If that's the case, you need to do your research, look for clues, and figure it out. In the case of girls turning you down, reading a book on dating or relationships may shine some light on the answer. You could even ask a friend for their honest opinion on why the ladies don't fancy you. Or maybe we never figure out the why because we end up blaming something that's out of our control. Some guys, after getting rejected, will blame things like their height or their race, which are not things that you can change, and this prevents you from moving on. Because these are whys that have no solution. You can't change your ethnicity. You need to figure out a why that is something that you have control control over. Moving on, some of us get stuck trying to figure out the solution. If you have no idea how to solve something, simply Google it. Chances are there's a book or video out there that tells you exactly what you need to do. You just have to find it. Use the power of the internet to your advantage. And finally, some of us never see progress. It may be because you never actually applied the solution to your life, which could be because of numerous reasons, such as an identity issue, not believing that you are worthy of change, being in a bad environment that prevents you from changing, having an addiction, or plain old laziness. Whatever it is, you need to actually try and follow through with your solution. Another reason why you might not be seeing progress may be because the solution you decided on is ineffective, which does happen from time to time. Because not every solution you come up with is going to work. Everyone is different, and because something worked for someone else doesn't mean it's 100% going to work for you. In this case, you need to simply try and test out different solutions until you find one that actually allows you to make progress. By unstucking yourself from wherever you are in this three-step process, you will allow your brain to do its job. You will have successfully taken steps to preventing the past mistake or bad event from happening again. And because of that, your brain will finally be able to let that memory go. And that's how you get over your past mistakes.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.